In today's gospel, our Lord is particularly talking of giving up that natural love for brother and sister for a higher love by which we even love our brothers and sisters more than we do on that natural order, because we love them for supernatural purposes. And so the Lord says, when he gives us the grace to begin to love in this way, we will go forth and increase the harvest 100 times more, even in this present age. But he also speaks that as we go about performing the evangelical works of the church, that is, seeking the conversion of sinners, he puts one gift in it that is often not considered a gift. For he says that when we go forth to try to bring the gospel to all peoples, we will also be persecuted for our efforts, because the truth seems to always be at enmity with the age and the times and the world. And so we must constantly uphold the truth, especially in those times and in those places when the signs of persecution are readily about. And indeed, we see often that persecution is beginning to break out against Holy Mother Church, not necessarily physical persecution in our own country, but even here there are signs, but certainly in other countries, when others seem to get control, it seems always the first act that they perform is in some way the destruction of a Catholic church and the death of those who are either in it or those who practice the Catholic faith. And so the Lord calls this a gift. He lists it in today's gospel as a gift because it is by our willingness to endure even the greatest of persecutions by which we particularly acquire that which is most precious to the Lord, the conversion of souls. And so persecution, especially persecutions that lead to martyrdom, are considered by the Lord amongst the greatest of gifts we can give. And so let us strive, especially those who have been called to the religious state, strive always for the conversion of souls by all we do. And most especially, let us pray that when our brethren are being persecuted in other lands or even in our land, let us pray that they may not abandon, but they may look at all things in that supernatural light, so that they come to understand that persecutions, no matter how violent they may be in this world, are only for a time, and they will be replaced, as our Lord says, with that eternal life in the age to come. And it is ultimately that which must be our motivation and our goal, to seek union with him who has come to claim us all for the kingdom of Christ, who has come and performed that greatest act of love that this world will ever see and that this world can ever see, the crucifixion and death of its Lord and Savior, that is, even its Creator. For it is the crucifixion and death of the Son of God, and so it is God himself who is sacrificed for us in his sacred humanity. And so let us pray always that we may persevere in good times and in bad times, that we may be willing to preach the gospel in season and out of season, knowing that we must always be motivated by a supernatural love, and so we will avoid those errors that often flow from a merely natural love, even that merely natural love of those whom we are called to love greatly in this life, by their relation to us as brother and sister, mother or father. Let us always remember that we must even be willing to sacrifice that love if we are to acquire the love for which all of us, including our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, and our fathers, were created to receive. That is, the love of God for all eternity in heaven. And so the Lord is simply telling us it is better to be despised by the world and worldly standards in this life than to be despised by God when we finally part from this life and come before him as our eternal judge. And so let us pray that all, especially in those lands where the members of the mystical body are presently at this very moment undergoing persecution in its most violent form, let us pray that they may always give witness to that supernatural love, and if they are called to give their life up for Christ, they may do so willingly and ultimately receive that which all are called to receive, union with their God in heaven for all eternity.
cross